Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, says that a nuclear-powered North Korea is a threat to the United States. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon will give us more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, came out this week and said that North Korea is now a major threat. When he steps forward and makes that public statement, it is very concerning.
Secretary Mattis made that statement. He made it very clear that given the ballistic missile tests, the nuclear tests, and just the general rhetoric coming from Kim Jong-un, the leader there in North Korea, that we face a very serious threat, and it's going to accelerate unless some of this can be mitigated in the near future. What we've had is an acceleration of ballistic missile tests this year, almost one a week on average. Certainly five nuclear tests. We have evidence that they have solid fueled rockets. We have evidence that they are testing a reentry vehicle for a nuclear warhead. All of that is the same pathway other nations that have developed nuclear weapon systems have followed.
Bob, let me ask you about that threat. Now, I understand that North Korea actually has a nuke that is capable of hitting the United States. I'm sure maybe they must be talking about Hawaii, but could it hit the mainland, the west coast of the United States? Is that a possibility?
Once it gets into outer space, it's just a matter of re-entering the atmosphere. And they have demonstrated an ability to launch into outer space. And it's a matter of the precision and the guidance of the reentry vehicle and the survivability of the weapon system and the triggering mechanisms. Those are all rather complex pieces to this larger puzzle. But I think that the U.S. government in its public statements has come to the conclusion that they're very near to having all those pieces put together. And so, yes, it could hit the continental United States. And, of course, they could do the same with Alaska or Hawaii.
Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A nuclear-powered North Korea is a current threat, not only to America, but also to the Far Eastern nations, and in fact, the entire world. The world today must deal with North Korea and the danger they present to all of humankind. However, this threat is not referred to in Bible prophecy. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, and the kings of the east, is talking about those events at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. That's at least 7 years from now. The North Korean nuclear threat is today setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...